This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is there, and what in the world is on your mind?
Well, let's see if we can answer both of those questions for this Wednesday. It's the 5th of February on the DJV program and pretty much everywhere else. Hasn't started yet. February 6th around the Pacific Rim hasn't started yet, so we can be safe with calling today Wednesday everywhere. Jennifer Horn is here for everyone to listen to, along with Victoria Keelan, who has something to say about almost everything, pretty much everything, but sometimes she doesn't want to say what she really has in her mind. It's okay. We'll go with that. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with, in this hour, the first probably conversation about last night's Emmy Award-winning performance. In a manner of speaking, it was. I listened actually to a good deal of it. President's State of the Union Address, in which there is more politics and more promises and more pedantics and than anything else. But it was an interesting show for a number of reasons. So, Jennifer, did you watch the whole thing? Did you listen to the whole thing?
Yeah. I watched the whole thing, and I thought it was a fantastic State of the Union. I loved the one that he did last year. I thought was probably the best speech that he had given to date, and I think this one probably topped that one. And there were a couple of reasons for that. Politically, if we start there, I think maybe we shouldn't start with politically, but let's start with politically. I think it put a lot of Democrats on the spot. You had the president giving a scholarship to a young African-American child. You had the president reuniting
Where did that money come from, by the way?
Probably from either his private grant or from the Department of Education. I don't know. And then you had the president reuniting a family, a mother and her two kids, with their father and husband who was stationed in Afghanistan. You have a Tuskegee Airman. You had all of these people, and Democrats were either forced to stand up and applaud or not. And there were many moments when they chose not to stand up and applaud, and I think that looked bad on them. So politically, I think the president kind of forced their hand to support the message, and I don't know how many times it actually played out. So there was that from a political perspective. I think just from a patriotic perspective, I think the president hit an optimistic tone. I think he hit one of continuing to build and to thrive. I think he touched on almost every issue that's probably on the top five list of most important issues for Americans. He talked about health care, immigration. He talked about safety overseas. He talked about the economy. He talked about things that people will sometimes shy away from as a politician. He talked about the issue of life. And again, whether or not you agree with him or not, he took an optimistic tone on all of them. And he didn't use the I word. He didn't go off script like a lot of people thought that he might go a little bit wild. So I think all in all, it was probably his best speech that he's given in general. And even this morning, I sat down and looked at the front page of CNN, and something, the headline is blaring, "Trump makes dazzling and divisive reelection pitch." And maybe that's true, but even for CNN to acknowledge the fact that it was probably, I mean, it was a dazzling speech. It was a good performance, I think, at least from my perspective. So, but he was talking to me, so I guess I'd be more interested to know what you guys, who he may not be talking to, because you're going to be Democrat voters, what did you guys think? Did you think it was a good performance?
I didn't watch it, but I've seen clips of it and I read the transcript, but I've certainly seen the meme. You know, if you say that it looked bad for some Democrats, it also looked really bad for a man who had a woman with her hand extended to him, and he literally dismissed it on camera. And I think when he did that to Nancy Pelosi, I don't think anything looks worse than that. And if the Democrats were looking bad, then once again, there's no coming together. There was no bridging of the aisle.
He didn't, to be fair. There, he didn't shake the hand of Pence either. He just handed them the script
and
turned around.
Pence didn't extend his hand. Nancy did.
Was it appropriate for Nancy Pelosi to rip up his speech at the end? Because
after he did that,
honestly, I think she gave up her gavel last night. I honestly think that reaction was so despicable and un-American that I can't imagine
what this
that
does
she will.
See,
it's, but it's tit for tat. It's un-American for the president to not shake the Speaker of the House's hand when she extended it to him. That's un-American. Then it's un-American for her to rip up the thing. It's like we got nowhere. We got we made no progress.
That's the
I
don't know if we
think,
made
I
no
don't.
Progress. But
yeah,
I
think it
was. I don't think he made any progress.
Speech.
Well, I know you love him, but I'm just saying, for people who still don't like him, I didn't. There's nothing that moved the needle for me. It looked like a bunch of showboating. It looked like a show of Ellen. It looked literally like watching an Ellen episode. Oh, let's bring out the kid for a scholarship. Let's reunite a military family. Ellen does that every week. I don't know. It just seemed very contrived.
More than that, it isn't really. I guess I wonder, or I go back further than you guys do in terms of my experience and remembering what other presidents have said or done with the State of the Union. And when that phrase is presented to me, the State of the Union, I don't look upon it as an opportunity for you to run for re-election or for you to talk about all the things that you've done. It does get used that way, especially more recently. It is about what is going on in small town America, and he may have addressed that, but completely, you know, he talked about the farmers, which was complete BS, because it isn't what he said about rural America. There's no great American comeback there. Although he did talk about getting the world of high, I'm forgetting the phrase that he used, but it was basically reversing net neutrality or giving people in rural America, i.e. farmers, access to the internet and technology and that sort of thing. So, and I think that is happening. That's where I keep my eye on things like that.
I think it's happening because Elon Musk is making it happen with satellites. Because else is the FCC? Everything that I read.
See, for as much as the handshake thing, this is the point of where we are in politics. I don't think if there was a handshake or President Trump stood on his head, unless he resigned from office, I don't think there would be movement on people who have already made up their mind about him. And maybe the same is true for people who have made up their mind on the other side of the aisle for Trump. Because we're all decided. So if somebody says, here's the accomplishment of Trump, and that, well, no, it's somebody else. Or if someone says, well, Trump did this wrong and didn't shake Nancy Pelosi's hand, no, it's somebody else. At some point, I think we have to look honestly at who's doing what and what.
Well, that's the problem. Everybody.
But that's the problem. Everybody's doing everything.
Isn't Victoria on it.
You pick a side,
Jennifer,
and you go, okay.
Jennifer wouldn't change her mind no matter what. You wouldn't either. So it wasn't really, I guess, for you.
Right,
for either one of you, other than to be the cheerleading
right.
session. I got out of it, in fact, looking at Rush and how old he looks.
He does
especially
bad.
With
bad.
That beard. He doesn't look good with that beard at all. But I thought it was an interesting touch, only because I'm a radio guy, only because I know Limbaugh, only because I feel now for him, not necessarily. Well, I do. I just feel for him. I've been talking to a few of the people that work with him about what his off-the-air presence is. And I had a physical with one of the doctors that I talk to and see here in Los Angeles yesterday, and we were talking about stage 4 lung cancer. The reality is it's not good. And so whether you like his message or not, and this is the Medal of Freedom I am very supportive of, not because of his point of view on the air, but because of what he did for radio. He really is singularly, not all of the gas bags that are on the air now, but he singularly revived the AM band. It's a huge accomplishment. Has given many people jobs. That return to using the AM band, strengthening it, and then the continuing reality that there are talents that have jobs now that wouldn't have had them had not the work of Limbaugh starting back in the late 80s. If it hadn't been for him, maybe there would have been somebody else, but that's not the point. It was him. He was single-handedly, he and Ed McLaughlin and a guy named Bruce Maher, the three of them, were responsible for getting Limbaugh on the air, for promoting him, and for making him what he became. But him and his approach, his attitude, his abilities to do things on the air, a true talent, again, not about whether the message you like it or you don't like it. The guy was a fabulous, and I say was, he is, but I mean, when it started, I remember paying attention. I remember having a conversation with him. We both had similar backgrounds. We were young jocks when we were kids, newsmen, and that kind of stuff. And it is something that he developed into a presence that has not ever been equaled in terms of the radio, anyway.
And I think people have to remember it wasn't just his content or the politics. He actually saved the AM radio band because...
That's what I just said.
Yeah, but I think to add in AM radio...
Did you just tune out?
No. But to add in... No. But to add in AM radio, because what a lot of people don't realize is that music was featured prominently on AM radio. And so what Rush did, I'm just adding on what you said, is that he made spoken word just as a format. Forget politics or talk radio as we know it today. It seems to be a lot more political, but... He just made spoken word viable on the AM dial when everybody thought, oh, AM radio's dead because music's now going to FM.
Right. The FM band had started to really gain momentum in the mid-80s, early to mid-80s. Before that, I remember working on WBZ FM in Boston, which is now a station called Magic. It was a throwaway. The people at Westinghouse, who owned WBZ at the time, had placed no value on FM radio. There obviously were nobody was looking down the road. They sold it for a pittance when they did sell it. But when I was there with Bob, it was, we did a lot of public service programming and things like that. But it wasn't ever respected. Then, the FM band began to get used, and the AM stations sort of lost their power. And Limbaugh, Gray, there were some other good talk programs around in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, when I first started doing talk in 74. There were some actually fabulous hosts, but it didn't speak to America the way Limbaugh did. And so anyway, I'm happy he won the Medal of Freedom Award at the State of the Union. I thought it was an interesting moment when Melania put it on him, but it's recognition. And I'm sure that Hannity had a play in this. I'm sure there was a call made as soon as Limbaugh announced what he announced, as Hannity's much closer to the president than Limbaugh is. And so that was a nice touch. He mentioned his wife and all that sort of thing. But he deserved it, frankly. A lot of people have a lot of great things that they've created. And so as the highest civilian honor, it seemed to make a lot of sense to me. At any rate, the president's State of the Union was nonplussed for me one way or another. When he sort of said what he said about the great American comeback with rural America, I shut it off because that's not true. At any rate, but there are some things that have been done. I don't know that I embrace the wall necessarily, but I am sure tired. And every time I come here and spend some time in Southern California and see the ridiculous realities of what bilingualism and the way that people who have come here that ought not to be. When he went through that list, I was thinking there were more people on that list who have done all kinds of outrageous things than he even mentioned, illegal aliens coming to the country and abusing it. There are a lot of people who come here that do great things and that deserve to come here and have our support? Yes. But there are way too many that have corrupted a major part of our society. So I don't remember. I didn't listen in. Did he say anything about the homeless problem? I don't think he probably did, because that's something they're losing.
He talked
on.
About something about California and the sanctuary, but I don't think he did. And actually,
yeah, he did talk about sanctuary cities.
That's an omission, I think, that he should have talked about. But, you know, for me, I live in California, so I see it every single day. For the rest of the country, it's not
people,
as much of a problem.
Yes, it is. In Washington,
it
is absolutely New York.
In New York City, it's really bad again. It's as bad as it was in the 80s, so many people say. And even here in suburban New Jersey, I see another homeless person. It's countrywide. This is the biggest financial gap between the haves and the have-nots since the early 80s. It's not a great state
of the union. And the drug problems.
That's for us out here. It's not even about the lack of money or shelter. It's that everybody's mentally ill and a criminal and running around on the streets and drugged out.
21 after the hour.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
The campaign kickoff you've been waiting for.
Give your candidate or your business a kickstart with custom print products from Staples.
And right now at Staples, save 25% when you order two or more signs, posters, or banners. Some products are available same day when you order by 2 p.m.
Give your campaign a jump start with help from Staples,
where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/29/20. Must order two or more of same item for discounts. See store or staples.com/print25 for full details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you're a fan of Katy Perry, you certainly recognize her in this round of a focus on music on the DJV programs. 23 after the hour, almost 24 past now, and the next few minutes devoted to musical stories, as it is every hour here on this program. Katy Perry getting the royal treatment for her philanthropic efforts after His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales announced her as an ambassador of the British Asian Trust's Children Protection Fund for India. That's a mouthful. Prince Charles attended a lavish gala event, a reception, part of the charity's annual dinner in London. Indian philanthropist Natasha Poonawalla, did I pronounce her name? I guess I think it's pretty close. Earned recognition as well for her multi-million-dollar pledge in support of the Children's Protection Fund. Prince of Wales said, quote, India has long held a special place in my heart, and on my last visit I was able to meet with other leaders. That's what Katy Perry said in a press statement.
Yeah, she's done a lot of work in India, and I think primarily she's actually been focused on India for a long time now.
Yeah, yeah.
Children's stuff and, you know, child trafficking mm-hmm. and, like, the horrific things that poor kids do, where parents have to sell their kids in order to eat. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. So she's raised a lot of awareness for that, which I think is great.
Apparently the two of them met a couple of years ago at a meeting in Mumbai with the British Asian Trust supporters, advisors to that group, who were pretty impressed with her long-standing commitment to children's rights. What's her background? Why would she be so focused? Is this something she's taken up, or is there a personal side to this that
I don't think there's a personal side. I think this is just probably something, as she became more and more famous, maybe these types of issues were brought to her attention. And she decided. Yeah. And she also has a very young following. So there are a lot of now, like, young moms with their daughters who go to see her in concert. So
she's engaged to Orlando Bloom, right? Is that her?
You know, I saw the pictures of this event, and I didn't see the ring anymore, so I'm not sure. They postponed their wedding date, so I'm not sure where they are now.
Happens to the best of us. All right, moving along now. Madonna, speaking of princes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were trying to find a place. Well, they've found a place in Canada that they're comfortable, but I don't know that they have found places in America where they will spend some time. Anyway, earlier this month, the couple announcing their decision to not be members of the royal family really anymore. We all know that story. And Madonna doesn't think that the royal should live all the time in Canada. So she uploaded a video on her Instagram account with a simple request for Harry and Meghan, don't run off to Canada, it's so boring there.
That must be, go over well with her Canadian fans.
Right. Well, Vancouver is not a boring place. It's a beautiful, wonderful place with lots to do. Anyway, so Madonna offered to sublet her apartment in Central Park West.
It's New York City, just in case people don't know where
Right. Central Park West is on, as you might imagine, what is that, from the 60s down to the 80s?
60s kind of? up to 100 and, all the way up to 110.
So apparently it has a great view of Manhattan, a great balcony, it has two bedrooms.
What about those of us who live in other boring places? Like outside of D.C., can she sublet it to me?
Right,
for a very reduced rate?
Yeah.
Silver Springs to New York City. There's an advance. Buckingham Palace has nothing of Central Park West, she said. She joked about the bunch of guys in woolly hats outside of the royal home.
There. Well, there's a place she can live in, Harry and Meghan's old place, right?
Yeah. Right. All right, so that's Madonna and her wrinkle on the world as of today, Wednesday. It's 28 past the hour on today's DJV program.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. One, find a quiet place if you can. 2, sit upright because meditation is different than lounging. 3, close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4, sit still because it's said the quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5, focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is calling it a great American comeback. Delivering his third State of the Union address last night, the president said the nation is thriving and highly respected again.
Our borders are secure. Our families are flourishing. Our values are renewed, our pride is restored, and for all of these reasons, I say to the people of our great country and to the members of Congress, the state of our union is stronger than ever before.
During the speech, the president also honored conservative talk icon Rush Limbaugh, who was recently diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Limbaugh was in the House Visitor Gallery and received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. This is USA Radio News.
everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
On the Wednesday program, Wednesday the 5th of February. Hi. We're, what, 9 days away from Valentine's Day? Happy Valentine's Day. Is it too early to wish people happy Valentine's Day? I don't think so, right? It's never too early to wish anybody anything that's good, in my mind. So we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a happy
Let's not go
wedding.
There. I just put away my stuff. I'm not ready yet.
Yeah, we just took our tree down. I can't. I'm not ready yet.
Too depressing.
Not ready for the next time around. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug, Stephan, Kara Schillen at the controls in Washington, where the weather is pretty good today, but tomorrow it looks like not so good. Right? What's the forecast for you? You're probably going to get rain, both you and Victoria, right? Rain, a lot of rain tomorrow.
Yeah, we had in the 60s the last 2 days, which was wonderful, and it was warm this morning, but it's going to go down maybe 15, 20 degrees and then rain a bunch. So spring is over already.
That'll be listen, in and out. Okay, so the situation in Iowa, which really does seem to have finished off whatever value it had, the time is gone for the Iowa caucuses. And I was listening to some people evaluate how many the total voters available in Iowa don't equal how many people live in Ventura County. The number of people who participate in this thing and the weight that it has is kind of silly in today's world.
I don't think you're going to get anybody to even want to participate next year unless you've got some older retirees who are, you know, diehards. But if you want anybody else on a Monday night, or anybody on a Monday night, you know, who's a young working mom or dad or even just a younger professional, who's going to stand around for hours and hours and hours on end? And then the technology doesn't even work. It's, if anybody had enthusiasm to get out there for Iowa this year, I don't know that that's going to be there next time around. They have to come up with a much better solution.
Well, that's not practical anymore anyway, because it doesn't really represent the people who are there. It doesn't. The trouble with all of this stuff, including actual voting, is it doesn't represent all the people who are available to vote. There are too many people that are getting in the way of letting people vote, but there's the other side of it is there are too many people voting who have no business voting. It's a national problem, and nobody's really come up with a creative way to fix it, frankly, because they're all looking at their own damn interests and not the best interests
of the country. It was a quick pivot to technology, but technology is great, but only when it's tested. And this app had never even been properly tested.
Even the stuff that was tested, Florida is a perfect example. They have new technology all the time, and they don't know how to use it.
I'm specifically referring to this new app, though. Other voting stuff, we know. Those are long-established issues.
To add insult to injury here, the Department of Homeland Security actually went to the creators of the app and said, would you like us to test this in advance of the election? And they said, no, we don't want your help. Thank you very much. And they didn't test the app. And then look what happened.
Who owns this company?
Yeah, Buttigieg. It's Robbie Mook, who is the former campaign manager of Hillary Clinton, is one of the partial owners. But the other partial owner has a connection to Mayor Pete's campaign, who also spent, I think, $21,000 with the company that developed the app.
That's why Mayor Cheat,
when we were talking about it, Mayor Cheat was trending yesterday because there are a lot of people who thought that there was some funny business going on.
It's just crazy to me, though, that someone can have any stock in this company or own this company and pretend like they're a legitimate technology company at all, because anyone I know who works in computer science who's developing an app, I mean, that's the thing that you do over and over again. You beta test it and then see if it works, and then you make the changes and then you test it.
It's not like this date was a surprise to anyone.
I mean, I don't care what you think about the Trump administration, but if the Department of Homeland Security comes to you and says, hey, let me help you test this, let's make sure it works, and you say, oh, no, thanks, we got it, dude. Really? I mean,
I think it shows the distrust between parties right now, because they probably felt, why are we going to let them in? This isn't the Department of Homeland Security, an independent operating thing. This is a Trump thing, and that's why they didn't want him involved.
I'm
guessing that's where it came from.
Conversely, is this company, which, by the way, if you're going to be a cool tech company, why call yourself Shadow? So are the people at Shadow, was there really some funny business going on, and did they not want people to know about it? And that's why they didn't want to open it up to testing. I mean, there's that conversation to have, too. So,
well, the business, I'm going to go back to Limbaugh for a minute for the reasons of this, for the purposes of adding to this conversation and the national conversation, which is getting so ugly, so unnecessarily divisive. It's all about ego. I mean, whoever the president is needs to set the standard for people getting together. The people who are leaders, if they're real leaders, are going to bring us together. And I found myself almost physically ill yesterday. I was feeling, when I found out about Limbaugh the day before, it made me physically uncomfortable, because you have that, you know, you sort of have that, that's what happens sometimes when you think about stuff like that. And then the people who have hated him on social media, the stuff that was, after the announcement was made that he had the advanced lung cancer, if you look at some of the goddamn disgusting, really horrible things that were said. So you disagree. I mean, I have the same thing about Trump, but Trump creates some of that ill will himself. But I don't want people saying that about anybody. I just don't. I don't think there's no place for it. I mean, maybe
that's part of this, you know, a lot of you know, people hiding behind the keyboard, and that's social media. Anytime somebody announces anything, yeah. People announce they're getting divorced, and then people go, oh, good. You know,
I know, but I'm just pointing it out because it is a fact,
well,
Victoria.
It's a sad fact, but that is not exclusive to one party or another.
Nobody
that
said.
Is,
no,
yeah,
I'm not saying it is.
That's just the state of social media, which is pretty disgusting.
Yeah, it really is. So...
But anyway, so back to Iowa. So we are, we're only at 71% of the precincts reporting at this point, and this, who knows how much longer this can go on. Currently, pretty much all day yesterday, we had, all day afternoon, we had about 62% reporting. It showed Mayor Pete in the lead, just a narrow margin ahead of Bernie Sanders. Currently, it's with the 71% reporting, Mayor Pete has 26.8 of the state delegates, the equivalent of that. Bernie Sanders has 25.2, Elizabeth Warren has 18.4, and Joe Biden has 15.4. So not a great turnout for Joe Biden. A bit of a surprisingly...
He doesn't have any money anymore either because of that. The money has dried
so
up
money
for him. He's a
not great.
Well,
and also, talk about Elizabeth Warren. I mean, the reason that there are people saying that there's funny business is that that was really bad news for Joe Biden, and he was able to delay it and go on to New Hampshire.
And I guess that's...
Yep, and then so I'll pick up exactly where Jen left off. Elizabeth Warren, very disappointing showing for her at 18.4%, you know, and not surprising about Bernie. I think when we get the rest of the districts in, it's going to be even closer neck and neck between Bernie and Buttigieg. But two of the other big surprises, one surprise, bad surprise for Joe Biden, really, really bad showing for him. Good surprise, however, for Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. She's just under the 15% mark, meaning she's very close to Joe Biden in this. And when she landed in New Hampshire, she had a big smile on her face, and she should. This was a much bigger showing than people really anticipated that she would have. The other big surprise out of this and is that Mike Bloomberg picked up a lot of steam, even though he wasn't even... wasn't even involved in this, but he picked up a lot of steam.
End of the day... what's going to happen, and see if I'm not right, at the end of the day, this is going to come boil down to two old white Jewish guys. That's what it's going to boil down to. You wait and see. It's too soon for a gay guy. It just is. Like it or not, the world's not ready for that. I don't agree
well,
with
that. Well, I don't. I
is.
Think that Mayor Pete is I think he is a rising star, but I think he
oh,
lacks
absolutely.
Experience.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't care that he's gay or not. But
I don't either.
Yeah,
I
but
I don't give a damn. But
I think on the
not, you and I are not the typical American.
He also
voters.
Has an issue with African American support. So
yes,
I don't
he does.
Think that
yeah,
also
for whatever
plays
the reason.
A role into
why
it,
is that? Because he's gay? Why does he have a
that
problem
plays
with black?
Part of it?
Yes,
that does play into
so
it.
So blacks
yeah.
don't like gay
religion.
People? Is that it?
Religion. They're very.
It's religious. Yeah, I mean, it's not about racism or anything, or, you know, it's they're a religious group of people.
And the closeted, the closeted gay community is, you know, what they call on the DL, on the down low, like, that was created in the black gay community. And so it's only in very recent years, and it's still something that is very difficult, especially for young black men who are gay. They have some of the highest suicide and depression rates because they're just not welcomed by their own families and communities. So it's a big deal. And I think throwing your support behind a white young gay man who's married and would bring a husband with him to the White House, I just don't think that community is really ready to embrace that yet.
The other thing I didn't get to say about Elizabeth Warren is that she's pulled all of her money out of South Carolina and all of her money out of Nevada to focus on New Hampshire. So if she doesn't pick up support in New Hampshire, I think she's pretty much...
But it was interesting that one more point on Bloomberg. Bloomberg, obviously, you know, not in Iowa, but I think he's actually in Pennsylvania last night. I think that's where he was. But he, we talked about a couple weeks ago. He was somewhere in Nevada or New Mexico, and he had 45 people. Well, he had 2,000 in the most recent. He is building steam,
and
he knows exactly what he's doing.
Of course, he does. And the people, I've told you that I've been listening to Ben Shapiro do his program more because he's on out here in a prominent time. I don't get him in Massachusetts. But listen, every day he talks about, every single day, every time I turn him on, he's talking about Bloomberg. And you know that's because the people that are inside are worried that he's going to come, as he is going to come, from behind and... sort of ride into town and mess up their plans.
He checks a lot of boxes for people. I have a pretty sizable group of friends in our extended network who voted for Trump, but all said if Bloomberg was the nominee, they would have voted for him.
Yeah.
He does check boxes for Republicans on the East Coast and for Jewish Republicans. Right now, Jewish Republicans feel that Trump is their only way to preserve the state
support
of Israel. And
yep.
Bloomberg has, coming in as a Jewish man, first of all, he has real credibility there, and he has a very, you know, he checks a lot of boxes in a lot of states on the East Coast that have gone towards Trump. I think Trump should absolutely be worried about some of those areas that Bloomberg could steal from him.
I'm sure those guys are working at it today.
Rural America, middle America, that's where Bloomberg needs help because people just don't have any recognition.
Well,
for him.
He'll get around to it when he'll figure out what
he doesn't have a whole lot of time.
Well, yeah, he's got till the convention in the summer. The primaries this year mean nothing, and other than eliminating people. But when you see what happened in Iowa, it'll be interesting to see what does happen in New Hampshire and some of the earlier states. But it just speaks, in my mind, to the ineffectiveness. And I think about California, all the people, there are 40 million people live in this state, and they have no consequential input or have until this year. It's earlier this year here. But, you know, how dare you run the situation or allow the situation to exist where one of the biggest states in the country has had, to this point anyway, zero impact on who the candidates are. It's pretty damned outrageous. Today is National Girls and Women's in Sports Day, 34th annual National Girls and Sports Women Sports Day, NGWSD. Don't you love that? All these euphemisms, the confidence, the strength, the that's gained through playing most sports, very good tools for women, girls becoming strong women, women in sports.
One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I think, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So
this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might feel a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Pet Talk time is 53 past the hour here on the DJV program for this Wednesday. Victoria Keelan has come up with some interesting ideas, interesting circumstances. The new study that's out suggesting the sounds you wake up with could be affecting how you approach the day. Is that basically what should we have as an alarm clock?
Well, if you think about it, and this is, I literally just went through this whole process, and then to find this study was kind of serendipitous because it really, it reinforced what I was kind of finding in my own life. I changed, I had like, you know, one of the, not, it's sort of like this, I use my iPhone as my alarm clock. I don't have an alarm clock. So on my iPhone, there are a million different ringtones that you can set for your alarm. So I used one that was more of a classic kind of sound. It wasn't the old-fashioned, like, beep, beep, beep. It wasn't anything that harsh. But it was sort of, you know, along those lines, so I wanted to make sure it was loud enough that I would wake up. But I've been finding that I find when I wake up, it's been increasingly jarring to hear that as the first thing to wake you up out of a dead sleep. Yeah. And so I started experimenting with softer tones, more melodic tones, and I found that just for me, I wasn't waking up with feeling like my heart was pounding out of my chest anymore. It was more of a gradual way to wake up. Well, now this study shows that exactly how I feel is now being scientifically proven, that if you wake up to more melodic ringtones, it can dramatically cut down on grogginess and clumsiness in first thing in the morning. And so the study actually says that if you wake up to whether it's a song that you like or just a very melodic ringtone on your iPhone or whatever you use for your alarm, then that can overall improve your alertness levels and Yeah, and it can have, I mean, it can have significant impact. Now, they did this study mostly with emergency first responders. Think about what those people do. That alarm goes off, and they need to be 100% right away.
Ready.
I would also argue that non-morning people who happen to be on a morning radio show also need to wake up and kind of have to be 100%. So for me, this is very personal because I have never been nor will I ever be a morning person. This has dramatically helped me wake up and not have the grogginess and not have what they call levels of alertness against standardized sleep inertia is what they call it. So if you don't wake up properly, this is something that you absolutely should try. Give it a few mornings, because it only took me about two or three mornings, and I feel very well adjusted onto it. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the harsh beep, beep, beep. Find a song. The two songs that they actually tested were the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations. Now, think about it. That's a nice, fun way to wake up.
Right.
Now, if you're a little more into goth, The Cure's Close to Me, which actually builds very slowly, that's a song that they also tested, and that did very well with people who are first responders. This is a problem that literally goes all the way to space. Even NASA astronauts report that sleep inertia affects their performance on the International Space Station. And here's one more stat and one more reason to change that beep, beep, beep. This can affect you up to 4 hours into your day. So the first 4 hours of your day, they say your work performance can be degraded if you wake up to too harsh of a tone.
I'm the opposite of you. I am a morning person. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life between the farm and the radio, and I kind of like being up early.
But you need an alarm, though, right?
Sometimes. This morning I woke up on my own. But I do like listening to something that is a little it's gentler, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to pick it, I would pick Glenn Campbell's Gentle on My Mind.
Well, you've got an iPhone. You can download any song you want and use it as your alarm. Change it up if you want.
Teach me how to do that. All right, next up here is a focus on texting. This is something that everybody needs to wake up to.
This one comes
no surprise. The world of zombies. Here you go.
So scientists are now saying that walking while texting is very dangerous, obviously.
Yeah.
They actually, according to a new study, they found that texting was associated with a higher rate of near misses and a failure to look left and right when crossing the road. By comparison, talking on the phone was associated with only a small increase in time taken to cross the road safely. Listening to music had no impact. So 270,000 pedestrians die every year globally, which is one-fifth of all traffic road deaths. And using cell phones, they say, has gone up steeply, obviously, over the last 20 years. And they've analyzed emergency room data, and they found that injuries to the neck, face, eyes, nose, and head have risen steeply, and it's all related to texting. So they found, researchers found that most of the injuries occurred to people between the ages of 13 and 29. They were distracted while driving, walking, or texting with a cell phone. So it is literally physically harming your body to be texting and walking across the street. So put the phone down, look where you're going.
I think this holds true for driving an automobile as well. Anybody in a car, automobiles, or, you know, you're susceptible to the same thing. You can talk on the phone. I do all the time. When I'm driving, it doesn't bother me. But can I text and drive? No, it doesn't. It's too distracting. All right, good job as usual, Victoria. Thank you. Doug Steffen here at 59 Pat.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.